sing along with us on a couple of these.
My country, it is of the sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Oh, beautiful
for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain,
for purple
mountain majesties, above the fruited plain.
Sing it out now. Of our fathers with us.
God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in duty of a starry band of shining worlds in
Battle Hymn the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning, his terrible swift sword, his truth is marching on.
His truth is marching on.
I'm thankful to be an American. There's no other place I'd rather be. America has been a great, because America has been a Christian nation. In spite of the many naysayers that want to deny that fact and deceive the next generation of these truths. Not every citizen has been truly a Christian, nor has every Christian practiced the Christian faith as is becoming to a child of God. And yet as a nation, these United States of America has officially placed our nation in the hands of the Almighty God and Lord Jehovah of the Bible, not Allah, nor any other god of this world. That is what has made this nation different. Amen. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the Lord Jehovah, the self-existing one, the one who gives life, the creator of the universe. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord Jehovah, and the people whom hath chosen for his own inheritance." For this truth was something that our infant nation had to learn, sometimes the hard way and more than once. Listen to the words of Benjamin Franklin expressed during the Constitutional Convention after weeks of little progress in the formulation of our Constitution. The aged Benjamin Franklin stood to his feet and said, "Mr. President, the small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks of close attendance and continual reasonings with each other, our different sentiments on almost every question, several of the last producing as many no's as I's, is, methinks, a melancholy proof of the imperfection of the human understanding. We indeed seem to feel our own want of political wisdom, since we have been running about in search of it. We've gone back to ancient history for models of government and examined the different forms of those republics which have been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution now no longer exist. And we have viewed modern states all around Europe, but find none of their constitutions suitable to our circumstances. In this situation of this assembly, a groping as it were in the dark to find political truth and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of lights to illuminate our understandings? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for the divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this. And I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interest. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of ever establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations. This assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service.
Thank you.
words of Thomas Jefferson. The God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. The words of Abraham Lincoln. A proclamation. Whereas the Senate of the United States, devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God, in all the affairs of men and of nations, has by a resolution requested the President to designate and set apart a day for national prayer and humiliation. And whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. A side note, our God is the one whom we fear. Our God is the one whom we obey. Our God is the one to whom we seek for provision, protection, and a philosophy of life. Who is your God? President Lincoln continues, and inasmuch as we know that by his divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of this civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people? We have been recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us, and have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. Lincoln spoke one other word that I want to share with you at another time. It says, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. We cannot circumvent the Word of God. We cannot outlive the Word of God. We cannot outmaneuver the Word of God. We cannot outthink the Word of God. The Word of God never goes out of date nor becomes obsolete. Its relevancy never wanes, and we cannot supersede the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God shall not pass away.
some doubt his birth was of a virgin. Some think his miracles can be explained away.
Some say that he was just a good man. And even though he died, he wasn't really raised.
Skeptics rise and speak their lies. Truth is marching on. Truth is marching on. Down the corridors of time, invincible divine, until all that's false is finally gone.
There will always be cynics and scoffers. Faith has always had its noisy enemies.
They may rise up, but only for a moment. See evidence through the centuries. Jesus Christ, the way, the life. Truth is marching on. Truth is marching on.
Down the corridors of time, invincible divine, until all that's false is finally gone. Truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Truth is marching on.